Again, welcome everybody to Sunday Mass, Saturday Mass on this beautiful spring afternoon. I hope you all have a chance to stop by the annual spring festival going on right now that will continue on into this evening. There's an excellent dinner being planned, so I hope you can join us for that. There's activities for the kids, there's a cakewalk, there's raffle tickets being sold with many great prizes. The grand prize, of course, being Monsignor Schumacher's Harley-Davidson. Imagine if that was true. But really, there are some great prizes to be won, so we hope that you can join us after Mass. Yesterday, I was in Bismarck at the University of Mary with about 20 students from Trinity for the annual Vocations Jamboree. And at the University of Mary, there were dozens of orders and Catholic organizations from within our state in North Dakota, and also from across the country. This event is an opportunity for our students, our young people, to experience and to see the great diversity that exists within our Catholic Church. There were, of course, the Benedictines, the Franciscans, the Dominicans, the Carmelites, the School Sisters of Notre Dame. Of course, the diocesan priesthood was represented, as well as lay organizations like Focus, Christ in the City, organizations that work on college campuses to evangelize in the inner city and some of the major cities of our country. At one point, a young man came up to me and he said, "Father, why did you ever want to become a priest? What's your vocation story?" I gave him the short version. Unless you want me to give you the long version, I'll stick with the short version. I said that I never wanted to be a priest growing up. I certainly admired them, but I didn't want to spend all day in church doing the same thing over and over and over again. I thought it would be boring, and I thought that only old men are priests. I'm not calling Monsignor Schumacher old. I'm just saying that I only thought old men were priests. I said that there came a point early in college when it occurred to me that if I would continue on the course I was going to enter the medical field with hopes of becoming a doctor someday, that there was a certain emptiness inside. I felt like I was swimming upstream. I felt that I could never find happiness, I could never find peace if I kept on that path. At the same time, there was this voice that entered into my mind, a phrase that I couldn't get rid of, no matter how hard I tried, and I didn't like it at all. Be a priest. Be a priest. Be a priest. Over and over, day after day, week after week, month after month. I struggled with it. I thought, who wants to be a priest today? What will my family think? What will my friends think? What if I enter the seminary, become a priest, and then I find out that I made the wrong decision? I'm sure many of you who are married had a similar feeling, maybe leading up to or maybe even on your wedding day. Am I making the right choice? What if I'm not? What if this isn't what I'm supposed to do? I'm standing here in front of you today because obviously I made that choice to be a priest, and I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that it was the right one. Praise God. Absolutely no doubt. I spent 10 months in Minot after ordination before coming to Dickinson, to a church that was completely empty, no pews, to a school that I'd never stepped foot in, to St. Wenceslaus that was undergoing a full-scale renovation, and to a school that we didn't know if we would be there in the fall. I had to visit my future students across the city. I've learned a lot over the past 3 years. Monsignor Schumacher has been a model pastor for me, a model pastor, a true mentor, a true leader, a visionary. He's been a true friend to me. After being ordained for 4 years, I've learned to trust in God's providence, to trust the providence that brought you here. This July, I'll be transferring to Bismarck, to the Church of St. Anne, where I happily attended grade school for many, many happy years. And so I must publicly thank the entire staff of St. Wenceslaus, all of you, for the encouragement and support that you have given to me. A wise old priest once told me, bloom where you're planted. Bloom wherever you're planted. And I've really taken those words to heart. Please continue to pray for me, as I will certainly continue to pray for each one of you.